I'm Dan Klefstad with Illinois News. The State House approved a measure that would raise the state's minimum wage to $15 by 2025. It now heads to Governor J.B. Pritzker, who says he will sign it before he gives his first budget address next Wednesday. Not everyone is celebrating the years-long fight for 15. House Minority Leader Jim Durkin, a Western Springs Republican, criticized what he called a lack of compromise.
It flies in the face of everything that was said a month ago about how we're going to work together, we're going to get things done, we're going to stop this craziness that's gone on over the past 4 years. We're getting back to the old business right now, and that's unfortunate.
A similar measure passed out of the General Assembly in 2017, but then Governor Bruce Rauner vetoed it. He said it would hurt small businesses. In other news, court costs soon could be waived for low-income people in Illinois. Dana Vollmer reports the state Supreme Court announced the changes as a result of a 2018 law.
The new rules let people apply for a full or partial waiver of their court fees and costs. They can also ask to pay in installments or defer their payments. Steve Flom chaired the task force of lawyers, judges, and lawmakers that recommended the changes.
On the criminal side, what we were seeing was that the fees and costs were disproportionate to the nature of the offense, bearing in mind that these are not fines. This is not supposed to be a vehicle for punishing someone.
Flom says they also found different counties have vastly different fees for the same types of cases. He says the new waiver system, which goes into effect July 1st, is a step toward making the courts accessible to all Illinoisans. A full waiver is available for anyone making up to twice the federal poverty level. I'm Dana Vollmer.
Jason Van Dyke claims he was attacked at a Connecticut prison where he's serving time for the fatal shooting of black teenager Laquan McDonald. Van Dyke's lawyer says another inmate punched him a few times, but he wasn't seriously injured. Jennifer Blagg said Thursday that her client told her and another appellate attorney during a phone call that the assault took place shortly after he was transferred from a state prison in Illinois. She said Van Dyke told her he's since been moved away from other inmates for his protection. The Federal Bureau of Prisons confirms an assault happened on February 7th, resulting in minor injuries. It provided no other details. Earlier Thursday, Van Dyke's wife spoke at an emotional news conference where she demanded to know why precautions were not taken to keep her husband safe. I'm Dan Klefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. Lawmakers from Southern Illinois opposed the passage of an increased minimum wage. Murfreesboro Representative Terry Bryant says it's just too expensive for businesses and others.
The bill leads to higher costs to state government and for our universities and community colleges, as well as public school districts. The bill leads to a greater exodus of our fellow Illinoisans. It'll increase the property tax burden for property owners.
The measure, which phases in the increase, would raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he'll sign it into law. SIU trustees have set tuition and fee rates for next year with no increase for undergraduates or graduate students on the Carbondale campus. New Edwardsville undergrads will also see no tuition increase. Their fees will go up 2.9%. Graduate students at Edwardsville will pay 3% more in tuition. Trustee Phil Gilbert, who was elected chair of the board yesterday, says SIU needs to keep its eyes on its mission.
Our focus is and should be on the students and student success, with a goal of delivering quality education at the lowest possible cost.
In other action, former Saluki football head coach Jerry Kill was named athletic director and special assistant to the chancellor. Trustees also approved moving the reporting lines for the School of Medicine and School of Law back to the Carbondale campus chancellor after a few years of reporting to the system president. That move stems from a Higher Learning Commission recommendation linking accreditation to the schools. We have a winter weather advisory that'll take effect at noon today and run through 3 o'clock tomorrow morning, with several inches of snow, possibly some sleet as well.